Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
53 after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen, Marley Page, Ken Kessler, and I have Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor at Men's Health Magazine, here to help us understand what's going on with BlackBerry. If you have a BlackBerry and like BlackBerries, I happen to have them every morning for breakfast. They're especially yummy.
Different BlackBerries.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. No wonder this didn't make any sense to me. But I'll have Greg straighten it out for you in just a moment. So if you have a BlackBerry, stand by on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Canadian sprinter is one of the most controversial Olympians ever. He set a 100-meter record in 1988, only to be disqualified for steroid use.
Ben Johnson of Canada does it! A 9.84! Unbelievable!
So where is Ben Johnson now? Ben's a big soccer fan and is currently coaching in Melbourne, Australia. He's also coached Al-Sadi Gaddafi, the son of Muammar Gaddafi, and soccer superstar Diego Maradona. Ben says he and Diego are teaming up to open a worldwide chain of sports bars, but Ben still finds himself defending his own reputation because of his steroid controversy.
No one had the right to judge me because no one in his life is perfect. Anywhere else in the world, everybody's doing the same thing. You do understand?
I guess bushes were made to be beaten around. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Ring Shuffle gives you a temporary phone number which rings through to your real number, keeping it private. Easy setup.
I love you.
Ring Shuffle. It's a hit.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
All right, for the 14 of you that still have BlackBerries, you may be interested in knowing that the company has issued layoff notices to a number of their employees, and that has to be because iPhones have... What do they say? Eating their lunch? What's that expression?
Maybe that's not a bad expression.
There's an expression, but it's cruder than that that I don't want to use on the air. But so anytime I've ever seen a BlackBerry, I, as a matter of fact, almost got a BlackBerry instead of the Samsung that I have because the keyboard seemed easier to use. It was smaller. I don't know. I thought that they were better, but apparently Apple has convinced people that they aren't. So what happens to the future of BlackBerry?
It's funny. I just Googled the word BlackBerry in Google News, and I see rumors that Microsoft is interested in acquiring it.
Really?
Yes, I see news of layoffs.
Why would Microsoft want to acquire BlackBerry?
BlackBerry has a lot of technology that will do somebody a lot of good.
Really?
I mean, they have a lot of technology when it comes to security and servers, and so it's not a company without value. They just mm-hmm. have not been successful at making phones.
Oh.
So they might go into the...
What else do they make?
They make security software, and they make server software.
So their software is what's good. Their equipment is not.
Their phones used to be the best planet.
Yeah, that's right.
And then
heard.
The iPhone came along, and people... You know, I mean, Apple seduced people, and people
marketing.
Quickly... It was a brilliant product with brilliant marketing, and BlackBerry never came back, and when they've introduced phones since then, they have frankly been terrible. I think I've used every phone they've released since the iPhone was introduced, and they got increasingly worse, not increasingly better.
All right, speaking of that, and Microsoft, Windows 8... is a disaster for me. I had
leave the for me part off. It's just a disaster. Yes.
Okay. So how do they keep saying I'm using Windows 8. I'm going to stop. I'm going to use Windows. Go back to 7.
Okay.
But it costs $200 more to buy to have another. I've had three computers outfitted with Windows 8, and it is an ungodly. It really
it's
is.
It's like a BlackBerry.
It's offensive to spend this kind of money to keep this stuff working and supporting it. And the guy, my technology guy, says, well, I'll give you Windows 7, but it's more expensive. I said, why?
Well, here's why. And it's a brilliant little move on Microsoft's part. When you buy they need more people to use Windows 8. People were
Why would you use Windows 8? It sucks.
Well, you wouldn't, and that's the point. So you have to buy a Windows 8 computer. They get to get that's a check mark for them, and then you pay for Windows 7, and that's another check mark for them. They're cooking the books in a way.
But they don't make computers per se.
No, but they make the software, and they want to have more and more people using Windows 8. It's all for the analysts and the shareholders.
Wow. Terrific. They got that much power. Bunga bunga. Greg Stebbin.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.